SRN News. I'm John Scott. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump and his Democratic opponent Kamala Harris lean into the campaign's last leg with less than a week to go.
The presidential candidates are swinging through the Sun Belt. Vice President Kamala Harris puts the focus on hospitality unions and Latino voters with rallies in Phoenix, Reno, and a late evening concert in Las Vegas. Former President Trump steps outside the swing state box with a rally in Albuquerque. New Mexico has been a blue-leaning state. No Republican has won a presidential election there since 2004. Trump will hold a late afternoon rally in Henderson, Nevada, and then wrap the evening at Glendale, Arizona's Desert Diamond Arena with an interview by Tucker Carlson. That's billed as a hurricane relief benefit. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, attacks from both Hezbollah and Israel's forces claim victims.
Authorities in northern Israel say at least five people have been killed by projectiles fired from Lebanon, including four foreign workers. It's the deadliest such attack since Israeli troops invaded Lebanon earlier this month to battle the Hezbollah militant group. Hezbollah has been firing rockets, missiles and drones into northern Israel for more than a year, drawing retaliatory strikes. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has warned people to evacuate from more of southern Lebanon as airstrikes across the country killed at least eight on Thursday, and an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank killed three people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Russian forces striking a residential building in Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv, killing three, including two teenage boys, and injuring scores of others. President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Ukraine's Western allies to ramp up military assistance for his country. Stocks remain sharply lower, the Dow dropping 279 points now. This is SRN News. On the day before Americans go to the polls, a unique national prayer meeting has been scheduled for Christians to seek God's direction and his blessing on the land.
Great American Prayer event is simply the middle class having their turn to have a say-so in the election. And that is this. They want to pray. This is the moms and pops of America that they don't want to get out in the streets and demonstrate and raise a fuss, but they want to do something positive for their country.
Hey, Curran, founder of the Great American Prayer Event.
We're asking all of the churches in America, open your doors on that Monday night at 6 o'clock and let the people come in who want to pray for America.
It all takes place on Monday, November 4th at 6 p.m. local time. Churches and individuals seeking more information should visit gap-event.org. This is SRN News. The city of Asheville in North Carolina has restored running water to most of its users nearly a month after Hurricane Helene damaged infrastructure and killed more than 200 people around the region. A boil water notice will remain in effect indefinitely as workers clear sediment from reservoirs and run water quality tests. Microsoft reporting its quarterly sales grew 16% to $65.6 billion as the company sought to assure investors its huge spending on artificial intelligence is paying off.
The company has spent billions of dollars to expand its global network of data centers and other physical infrastructure required to develop AI technology. That technology would compose documents, make images, and serve as a lifelike personal assistant at work or home. Microsoft CEO says as a result, AI-related products are now on track to contribute about $10 billion to the company's annual revenue.
More details at SRNnews.com.